Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, a nutrition and functional medicine geek, and currently a lover of crisps. And to be honest, have just had a whole new love affair with crisps in general. So welcome to this week's episode, and this week what we're going to be talking about is the fact that I'm pregnant. Yes, officially the cat is out the bag, or whatever a phrase is appropriate, but basically I'm up the duff and carrying a tiny human inside of me. So this episode we're going to be talking a bit about that. And why the heck I think I got pregnant much sooner than I thought I would. So, let's get started with the show. But before we begin, thank you for my reviews. That's so nice. I love getting reviews. So make sure if you're listening to this, it's just a way of saying thank you and giving me a nice kind of hug, a virtual hug. Then you can head over to your podcast app or to iTunes. And just leave a review. Takes like a sentence, two sentences, and I read them all, and it makes that warm, fuzzy feeling inside, which, as I'm currently pregnant and generally felt like crap, a warm, fuzzy feeling that's not vomit is very much welcomed. It really, really is. I can't tell you how welcomed that is. Also, I am offering in March some free health assessments. So this is where you and me get on the phone. We have a little chat. I ask a couple of simple questions. I get an idea roughly of your health history, where you're at now, what's going on. And together what we do is we look at and discuss why you could be feeling the way you feel, what's going on, and what are the simple action steps that could help you feel better. So if you're feeling a bit stuck, a bit overwhelmed, you feel like you've read loads of things, done lots of things, and not really gotten anywhere, then these free health assessments are the perfect place for you. So you can head to supernaturallyhealthy.org/assess and you can book your assessment there with me. So it'll kind of just be like this podcast. I sound like this on the phone, but you'll just talk and we will be able to talk back to each other, which will be so fun. I love chatting to people in real life. I'm currently sat on the sofa talking to myself. So to talk to someone and they respond, well, that would just make my jolly day. It really would. So, pregnancy. Let's get back on with the show and all the things we're going to be talking about. Just to let you know, on the blog itself, I'm going to be writing a couple of posts about it as well. So every trimester, I'll do like an update post. So if you want to find out more details about how I've found the first trimester, what I've been doing, how I've been feeling, what I've been eating, what I've been loving, what I've been hating, then make sure you head to the blog and I'll have some written stuff out there. And what I want to do is kind of take a step back today from the actual pregnancy and share a little bit about some of the things that I did prior to getting pregnant and how I really tried to focus on looking after my body and optimizing fertility. So we're going to look at some of the reasons why I think I got pregnant so quickly. But there's a couple of things I want to put out there first. Number one, there is a lot of unexplained infertility that goes on. So if that is you, if you are struggling to get pregnant, and I don't need to hear this and be like, you're not doing enough, that you need to do more, that you need to be more, you need to have more, you need to be better. That is not what I want to hear you say. It's not what I want you to hear me say. Also, there is lots of things that contribute to fertility. And it's so important, guys, that you have a really good team on by your side who are going to help you if there is fertility issues. They're going to help you figure out why. They're going to help you and support you emotionally and medically to discover why it is that you are struggling to get pregnant. And so this isn't a blame game. This isn't about being better. I'm not somehow better or, you know, anything else. This is actually about you feeling your best. And this is just a couple of things that I've learned along the journey. So no blame, no guilt, no shame here. I mean, pregnancy is a total miracle. I really think it is. But there's a few tiny things that we can do to support it. So I'm going to share with you some of the main things that I think have helped me. So first, what would be helpful to explain is to probably explain my approach to pregnancy and how it's slightly different from the standard three trimesters, baby in, get the baby out, hold baby, never sleep again approach that we have. I actually look at pregnancy from a five trimester point of view. So I look at the first trimester being the 3 months prior to getting pregnant, and as that being a time of preparation, a time ideally of not actually trying for a baby, but a time to focus on really optimizing the nutrients and minerals in the body, a time for detoxification if necessary, a time to deal with any gut health issues, digestive issues, help to calm down any autoimmunity, anything like that. So that to me is the first trimester in terms of looking at it from an integrative, a holistic or functional medicine approach. And this is the approach I'll always discuss and chat with clients and obviously have applied in my own life as well. So that's what I see as a first trimester. And then obviously you have the three trimesters that we all know about, from, you know, week one to week 13 and ongoing. And then the fifth trimester I see as the following 3 months postpartum. So the 3 months after you've given birth, I also view that as a trimester in its own right, because there's so much things going on as a mother. You need to recover. There's potentially a lot of trauma that happened emotionally, physically, however it is your baby was born. There's a lot of recovery. You also for the baby, there's a lot of things happening for them. They're developing their immune system. They're still developing so much outside of the womb. So it's a really amazing and important time. So that is the viewpoint really that I view pregnancy from. I don't view pregnancy just as when you get the positive test. It actually ideally is a fuller period where you really get that preparation time. And I know in a real world, sometimes we have wonderful surprises and we are just pregnant. And so if that's you, don't freak out if you've not done that preparation time. It's totally fine. Life happens. But this is more of an ideal world scenario. And it's also based a lot on some traditional cultures as well. And traditionally what would happen a lot of the time before contraception was as brilliant as it is now, a lot of the time people would prepare for marriage, and how these kind of traditional marriage preparations would kind of be this time of making sure the future wife is got lots of good nutrient, isn't any depletions, is healthy, is getting the best cut of the food in the different tribes. And so it's really quite a traditional approach to it. So for me, what I did is I took this seriously and literally. So in my head, I knew at some point we would have kids. I knew that my partner and husband, Joe, wasn't wanting to have kids older. So I'm 30 now. I, to be honest, I'm not that broody, never been desperate to get pregnant. I'm not one of those like mumsy mums so far. I might become one, and that's totally fine. I don't mind. But I've not been desperate to get pregnant at all, really. I knew I want a family. I knew I want children. I knew I'd be a great mom. I know I will be a great mom, but I've just not been, you know, I've just got lots of other things. I've got lots of dreams. Family is one of them, but it's not the only one. I've got lots of things I want to do. Whereas for my husband, it was a different thing. And he didn't want to have kids later on, you know, in his late 30s. He ideally wanted to do it around, I mean, to be fair, he would have had us having kids like years ago, like as soon as we, I don't know, we're living together and in that house. So that's, you know, he's the maternal one, probably of us both, which is fine. I'm cool with that. But I knew this was probably coming, hitting the 30 mark, that is something that was really a dream of his. And I was happy to, I was getting my head around it basically, which is a whole other thing I'll probably share in another episode. So what I did basically last year, with the awareness of, okay, at some point in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, I'm aiming to be pregnant. Okay, so I strategically looked at that and thought, okay, well, this is the year I really need to focus on supporting my body, finding out what's going on, optimizing my hormones, doing some good detoxes, and really, really getting to know my body really well. That's probably the biggest thing, actually. If in terms of preparing for pregnancy and optimizing your fertility, it really is about thinking about getting to know your body firstly. So one of the simple things that I did last year was I really got to know my cycle really well. So by that, I mean my menstrual cycle. So I used an app called MyFlow, which I really, really like. I'll link to that in my show notes. And that really helped me to learn an in-depth approach to the four kind of different seasons of my cycle. So I have, you obviously have the bleeding phase, you have your luteal phase at the end, you have an ovulatory phase, you have all of these different things going on. And I wanted to get to know what was happening in my cycle really, really well. I also started to keep my temperatures as well to check how my thyroid was doing, because I discovered I had thyroid issues, and B, just to see if I was ovulating, when I was ovulating, what was my cycle, the standard cycle, because sometimes it's not and that's fine. And so I started to do that. So one of the ways I think we can really all optimize fertility and hormonal health in general, whether or not you want to get pregnant, yeah, this still applies. Hormonal health and fertility isn't about you saying, I want to have a baby right now. It's about you being a healthy woman. You may never have children, but you need to, it's really important to be fertile, because it's a sign of health. It's like your poop. I always say to women, your poop and your periods are really good regular check-ins that you can have with your body to see how it's doing, to see if it's thriving or if it's surviving. So whether or not you want to have kids, whether or not you want to have a million kids, zero kids, actually being healthy and fertile is a really, really important thing. And our fertility is just a good indicator of often how safe our body feels, how its systems are working, and all of that sort of stuff. So number one is, in terms of optimizing fertility, it's really about getting to know your body and getting to know your menstrual cycle, number one. That I think is really, really helpful. Number two, now this is probably a little bit geeky and not something that everyone's going to do, but I also got to know my genetics last year. So I did some basic genetic testings. Thankfully, there's not a history of, or a big history of miscarriage in my biological family. So, and I've never been pregnant before or miscarried before, thankfully. But I really wanted to know and get to know my genetics in terms of, I have had a kind of up and down history with my health, to be honest. I don't feel like I've always trusted my body, because I feel like it's let me down, if I'm being brutally honest. So I'm learning to trust it. And part of what helps me trust things is to know all the information. I love gathering data. So I wanted to do a genetics test. I was also aware that was certain gene mutations, like the MTHFR SNP, that can contribute or exacerbate and contribute to things like recurrent miscarriage. And I know, have good friends that have miscarried, and it breaks my heart. And I just wasn't sure, to be honest, if emotionally and mentally I would cope with that. So I wanted to get to know my genetics and see if there's anything I could do to just support the right kind of gene expression before I ever even start trying getting pregnant. So for me, I do have an MTHFR gene mutation, and a couple of other things that are totally fine. They're not a death sentence, but it just meant I could be a bit strategic in how I support my body. So I learned that I have probably a higher need for things like B12 and for folate. So I could start on a really healthy supplementation regime in order to help me to really utilize those things well. So that's the second thing that I think can be really helpful, and not just in terms of genetics, but also tests in general. So step number three it's just another branch of getting to know your body. But I also did other tests as well. I did a hair mineral analysis. I did an organic acids test, a stool test. I did a whole bunch of different things just so I could figure out what was going on in my body. Now, bear in mind, there was also some underlying health issues going on as well. So I was fatigued. I was having joint issues. I, at the start of the year, was having some digestive discomfort still. So these tests this wasn't just all me being mad about getting pregnant. This was also just, to be honest, about me feeling well. But there was that added layer of, okay, well, this is going to help any future human that I make, because I can either be aware of what I might be passing down to them and I can support them from an early age, or B, I can do something now to kind of prevent this being an issue. So that was kind of number three. And I think if you are really struggling with your fertility, getting some thorough and private tests done, and holistic tests and integrative tests, can be really, really helpful. It just can add a little bit more information. And often the more data you can gather, you know, data from your doctors, your consultants, from all the tests that they'll have run, but also other data around vitamins, minerals, toxicity, can all be really helpful. I'm a big fan of just gathering the information and then making informed decisions from that point. So tip kind of number, I think we're on number five now, in terms of the things that I did, or the reasons why I think I got pregnant so quickly, is around last year I did a lot of detoxifying. And that sounds weird. I know, detoxifying. Basically, I did a lot of detoxes, intentional programs of detoxification. So just to clarify, we detoxify all the time. That's why we're alive. That's what our liver does, our kidneys do. It's part of what our breath does, our pee does, our skin to a certain extent. We're always detoxifying. So to be fair, you could say you're on a detox every day. 24/7, you're on a detox. But I also, in our current world, in the high levels of toxins that we get exposed to, I'm also a big proponent of doing intentional detoxes. But you do not want to do an intentional detox when you are pregnant or when you are breastfeeding. So knowing this, I last year went at different detox programs with gusto, based on the test results I had, based on how I was feeling, based on what I think would be most optimal. So I did things like, had periods of time where I made sure sugar really wasn't an issue for me. So detox from refined sugars. I made sure my gut health was really, really good. So did a couple of protocols to ensure really robust and strong gut health, because that I would be passing on my microbiome to that of my child, and I wanted it to be as kick-ass as possible. It involved me getting an infrared sauna blanket so I could sweat out some of the heavy metals that I discovered I had. I had really high levels of arsenic, so I wanted to shift that out of the body. And gentle things like sleeping more and all of that kind of stuff. So I also learned and got into a bit of a habit of a bit of an everyday detox as well. So I did do a couple of 30-day and 21-day intentional detoxes, but I also added in more everyday detoxification things, like going in my infrared sauna once or twice a week, adding bentonite clay and Epsom salts to my baths, and having baths a few times a week. I added things like increasing my vegetable intake and maybe adding some green powders, all sorts of different things. So this doesn't mean you have to go on a big ass detox. Just adding more vegetables, getting more sleep, having a bath with Epsom salts in it, and maybe dry brushing your skin. That's enough. That can be enough. You know, you don't need to go all crazy ass. You can do small things. So I did both intentional detoxification programs and everyday detox strategies to just support my natural detoxification processes in the body to make sure that I was flushing out toxins all well and good. So the next thing that I did last year, and I think this is maybe the most important thing that I did, was that I learned to rest more and I learned to stress less. And now, you might be like, boring, Kezia, move on. But this is so important. I talk about this with my clients all the freaking time. So last year I got into meditation and I committed to doing that. I learned how to do that. I trained my brain how to stop and shut down all the monkey chatter that goes on and just focus on breath. And if you have a brain that's on the go all the time, it's not actually that easy. Meditation isn't easy. It's not like, yeah, just lie here pretending I'm on a beach. It can actually be really hard. But I knew I needed to do it in order to support my nervous system, in order to support my hormonal state, in order to support my health. I knew I needed to do it. I also started to sleep more. I stopped setting my alarm for really early in the morning. I actually just stopped using an alarm in general. And I just woke up when I woke up. And some days that meant I slept until 8 o'clock. Whereas traditionally, I'd be setting my alarm for about 6:30, getting up, doing some exercise. I had quite a set routine. So I started to just have a bit more ease around that and really use the morning time as a time of self-care. So my mornings, the first 2 hours of my morning normally are sectioned off for Kezia self-care. For meditation, for prayer, for walking, for yoga, for journaling, for making a nice breakfast, for maybe making dinner and shoving something in the slow cooker. Basic self-care for me happens in the morning. Otherwise, once I get my monkey brain going with work and uni and studying and life, it's hard to switch it off. Whereas in the morning, it's easier. And I know this is something that is probably the least popular of all the kind of tips and strategies that I'm sharing, but I can't tell you enough. If we need to learn to turn off the on heads, the noise. We cannot always keep going and going and going with thoughts and thoughts. We need to learn to calm. We need to learn to support our nervous system. We need to learn to rest, and not in a kind of restless way, in a deep way where your muscles relax, your mind relax, and your body feels safe. That's really important for fertility and for women, is that I don't mean emotionally necessarily, but your body physically needs to feel safe enough to conceive. And there's lots of things that can make your body not safe. And linking on with that, another thing that I did last year, and another reason why I think it generally supported pregnancy, was I really made sure my blood sugars were balanced. So I had a period of time of eating a really high fat, low carbohydrate diet, and that just helped sort out my blood sugars. It kind of balanced them right out, which was great. So that was really, really important. So these are just a kind of a handful of different things that I think explain why I got pregnant so quick. Now, obviously, I mentioned at the start, I think, you know, some of this is a mysterious. Some of it will be I inherited from my family. You know, my mom and my sister never struggled to get pregnant. So I'm blessed, and really, really blessed in that way, because there is just mysteries that happen. And it's never a blame game. It's just life, the things that happen to us. And so a lot of it is probably that. I totally recognize that. And I put my hands up and say, it's a miracle and I am blessed. But I also had intentions and I had strategies that I implemented. I got to know my body really well. I got to know it through tests. I got to know it through knowing my cycle, through keeping my temperature. I got to know it through learning my genetics and different mutations there and what they mean. I intentionally implemented detoxification strategies, things that I could do every day and things that I could do over intentional periods of detoxing, over 21 days and 30 days. I learned to turn my monkey mind off. That was hard, guys, and I'm still not great at it now. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not some like Zen monk sitting here. It's still difficult for me to this day, but I know it's a muscle. I know it's a discipline. and I know it does my health good. So I just keep on going with it. And just not stressing about it as well in general, I think really, really helped. I think it helped, to be honest, that I wasn't desperate to get pregnant. I wasn't at that stage. Just the way my brain works, I wasn't kind of, this has to happen, when is this going to happen, being obsessed about ovulating. I was quite chilled about it, really. And I think that helps. But as you say, as I said, there's lots of different factors, but there is always something that you can do to support your body's healing processes. I 100% believe that. So those are a couple of things that I did to really help optimize my fertility. And again, whether or not you want to get pregnant anytime soon or ever at all, being fertile is a really, really important sign of health. It really is. It's really something that is just a way we can check in. Even when you're bleeding, the bleeding part of your cycle, you can check in with your blood and see its color and its texture. And that can tell you a little bit about the body, about your symptoms around your periods. That can tell you about your body. It's, you know, your poop and your periods. They are two regular things, hopefully, that can give you a little bit of information every single month or every single day about how your body is doing. They're like free little reports that your body gives out all the time. Like, hello, Kezia, today your poop is telling you need to drink more water. That's what my poop's been telling me recently. Because your digestive system gets a little bit sluggish with pregnancy. So there's been a little bit of a constipation on the go. So my body's been telling me that. So I've been drinking more water, having my linseeds, eating some pears, all sorted. But if you have any questions about this, then feel free to leave me a comment on the post on my blog. Feel free to head over to Facebook, Supernaturally Healthy, or Instagram, also at Supernaturally Healthy, and you can message me there. Because I would love to cover topics that you want to hear, whether it's about pregnancy or not. Don't worry, this podcast isn't becoming like a pregnancy podcast for the next 6 months. There's too many other awesome things to talk about. But any questions you have at all, or any other topics you'd love to hear, then I would love to talk about them. So make sure you head over and book your free health assessment with yours truly. That's me, by the way. And we can get chatting soon about your awesome health and what we can do, what are the different strategies that could help you. Otherwise, I will see you next week for another fabulous episode of the Gut Goddess Show. Sending you lots of love. Bye.